Hello, I'm Niall Kahn, and welcome to the P-Pro Podcast. Airlines and travel agencies were among the first industries that made it easier for consumers to buy things, working to ensure that their consumers could pay for goods in the currency that they prefer. This industry is still among the most advanced in making sure that people can travel wherever they want and pay for it however they want. But as the payment industry has gotten more and more advanced, they've really been looking for help to continue to stay on the cutting edge. And one of the companies they have been working with is the Swedish-based fintech company Klarna that we actually discussed in earlier podcasts and you'll find in the show notes. But this time I'm joined by someone from inside Klarna, William Hamilton, the director of travel, to discuss an upcoming P-Pro and Klarna report and webinar on the European travel industry. If you're listening to this before July 17th, you'll find the link to that webinar in our show notes. And without further ado, here's Wilhelm. Wilhelm, welcome to the P-Pro podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And you are the head of travel at Klarna. So what does that actually mean? Are you out traveling every week? Do you have an actual office? What exactly do you do?
I'm not the guy who's responsible for booking flights for my colleagues, which some people seem to think. I look after Klarna's travel vertical, which is an expanding part of what we do, where we work with merchants such as SAS, Norwegian, Expedia, and others.
Okay, excellent. And that's actually why we're speaking today, is because P-Pro and Klarna have been working together for a travel report about Europe and looking into how European consumers pay for their travel. Before we start talking about that, do you have any idea about which country actually travels the most or at least spends the most money on their trips?
I would think it'd be one of the Northern European countries, probably. Possibly the UK. But I think the interesting is how, especially within young people now, how much more they're traveling. And millennials is the group who is traveling more than any other demographics. Right now, they spend an average of 35 days traveling every year. It's like a month.
Yeah, that's actually quite amazing. I didn't quite realize that. And a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the European Union and the no borders now, no visa policies. So everyone is traveling as much as possible within Europe. But beyond that, the millennials like travel more. But how do they actually pay for their goods? How do they pay for their travel?
So this is interesting. There's a huge shift happening in the market right now where young people are not engaging with credit cards as they used to. If you look in the US, 67% of millennials don't even have a credit card today. They solely rely on debit. And if you look in the UK, over 40% of millennials don't have access to credit either. So this is super interesting for travel companies. How are they going to engage this audience now who can only pay for what they can afford right now?
Yeah, and so how does that work? How do millennials pay for goods now without credit cards?
I think millennials use debit, which means that they can afford what they have on their bank account right now. And they still travel. I mean, they travel more than any other target group, but they're forced to spend less on travel and to divide up their spend. So smaller trips, much more frequent. But the thing is, if you ask them, and we did, over one third of all consumers say that they would like to spend more on travel if they had the opportunity to spread the cost over time.
And so 33% is a fairly good chunk of the population there. So what has Klarna done to make more expensive travel options for that 33%?
So what we do is that we help consumers manage their own cash flow. We allow them to pay for their travel over time, either as in the US and the UK, where they can put 3 or 4 easy installments on their debit card. So if you live in the UK, you can buy your trip and your card will be charged 3 times, once every month. And in the US, bi-weekly in 4 installments. Super easy, no fees, no interest, anything. This is a product that really engages this audience.
Yeah, and do you know how much more is spent on average with this option?
So we're seeing over 20% increase of order value And if you're an airline, I mean, this is pure profit. I mean, they're a fixed cost merchant. So this is just profit for them.
So that 20%, is that people buying a more expensive flight, or is it just people figuring out that if they spend a little bit more, they have a better flight time, for instance?
So I think it's the lost. I think that what they're doing is that they are improving their options. They are choosing the midday departure rather than the 6 o'clock out of Stansted. They're buying economy extra rather than an economy. And if you look at it, I mean, most people are not able to afford a really expensive ticket on one salary, but they can afford it over three sides. I mean, I usually joke about how I would love to fly business if I go to New York with my wife, but I can't afford it on the salary that Klarna pays me. But I definitely can if I'm able to spread it without any interest over 3 to 6 months.
That's really interesting. So it's a little bit less pain and a lot more profit for the airlines.
Exactly.
How long has Klarna actually been targeting the travel segment then?
So we've been in the travel segment for 5 years now, or actually more, 6-7 years now, starting off with small OTAs in the Nordic and now going global, working with merchants such as Expedia and, I mean, other global travel merchants.
And how many merchants within the airline segment are actually using these services that you guys offer?
A small amount, but a very growing amount. I think there's a huge shift in the market. I think that airlines are now starting to realize that they have issues engaging the younger population, that they don't respond in the same way as before, and that they have problems selling their products to them as in the past.
And are there other merchants outside of Europe also using this? I know Klarna is also available in North America at the moment.
Yes. So we have, for example, Turkish Airlines is a huge merchant of ours who we're very happy to work with, who's based out of Europe. But currently, we offer our products in throughout Europe and in America, and also through a collaboration in Canada.
And we've only really talked about airlines at the moment, but is this also a feature that hotels or cruises could also be interested in, or are merchants already using that?
Absolutely. I mean, anyone who sells travel online today is seeing the need for people to manage their budget simply because they don't have the access to credit anymore. So I think that cruise as well as hotel companies have shown a great interest to use our products just because they can allow their consumers to manage their own cash flow and spread the cost over time.
Yeah, and at what price point does the customer start to slice it rather than pay now? Like, I'm imagining for myself, I really don't know at what point that would be. But do you have any data on that?
I think it has a lot to do with convenience. We're not a traditional financing company where you go and you take out a loan and which you pay off over time. We basically allow you just to spread out your cost for convenience. This means that we do see purchases both around the 100 euro mark and much higher. And what you have to remember is that in the Nordics and in DACH, the most preferred payment method for e-commerce today is a classic 14-day invoice. And this behavior is as well spreading to the travel sector. And these consumers want to pay on invoice from almost the lowest possible amounts.
That's really interesting. I had no idea that invoice payments are so popular in the Nordic countries.
Yes, it is traditionally the most common way to pay online. And if you ask consumers, it is their preferred method to pay, actually.
When you're buying a ticket online, oftentimes the price that you see at checkout is different from the price that you first saw when you're looking up the flight, right? So you have all these fees that are added on, and it's a little bit of friction before you make the purchase. You have some information about this, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think we've all experienced this. And when we ask consumers, this is one of their chief worries about booking travel. So 31% of all consumers are worried about hidden airline charges. And this is regardless whether these exist or not, but this is a worry that they have. 27% are worried about additional costs at checkout, such as credit card fees. And of those 27%, 20% are worried about credit card fees. So if you do deploy some of the products that we have and which we distribute over PPRO, you can solve for 83% of common travel booking issues by offering interest-free and fee-free installments. So that solves for a lot of the problems that people have with these. But for that to happen, you need to start talking to consumers extremely early. Something that travel merchants tend to do is they tend to add these great payment methods to their checkout, but they don't tell consumers that they're going to be available. And if you don't do that, how are the consumers going to know the benefits when they make their purchasing decisions?
Yeah, and who should be informing the consumer? Does that hang on Klarna? Does it hang on the airlines? Is it somewhere in the middle?
No, it hangs on the airline, absolutely. I mean, if you have a payment method, then you know it's going to drive a significant uptake in yield, then you need to start talking about it very, very early on. And some of the online travel agencies that we've worked with for a very long time, they do this incredibly early. Just already when the consumer lands on the flight selection page, they tell them not only the price of the trip, but also the monthly cost for the consumer.
Interesting. So we will say you can have a trip to Thailand for €1,000 and you pay €10 a month for 10 months.
Exactly. And that's the price that you're going to see, because that's how we humans work. I mean, there's a reason why $9.99 pricing works as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So retailers really need to engage the consumers very early on. And we're seeing this within fashion. If you look at the big fashion brands today, they start talking already when you choose the size of what you're buying. They talk about the credit alternatives that are being available, because it really drives sales and uptake and average order value.
Absolutely. So you guys also work very closely with H&M as well.
Yes, we do. ASOS and many others in that field. And for these guys, really work very early in promoting their payment options so that the consumer knows what to expect when they get to the checkout.
And do you also see a similar uptick in the amount spent on the retail side as well?
Absolutely. We see very big uptake in spend there as well. And you got to remember that payments is traditionally a very low engagement category. People don't care about payments. I don't think that either one of us has a preference between Visa or MasterCard.
That is very true. I do not.
No. So what we at Klarna do is we work very, very hard to create a consumer preference or create an emotive payment method rather than just a rational payment method like anyone else.
And this kind of goes to the fact that you guys also have include Snoop Dogg in some of your branding, right? So you have more of an emotional connection. Have you met Snoop Dogg or Smooth Dogg now?
Yes. Yes. I have not met Smooth Dogg, but I know that our CEO has met him, and he's now an investor into Klarna, which we're incredibly proud of.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, Wilhelm, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, until next time.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening. And as usual, you'll find PPRO on Twitter and Instagram at PPRO_payments, as well as LinkedIn. If you're enjoying the show, make sure to leave a review on iTunes. And a special thanks to Andre Ratke for editing this episode. Andre, where are you traveling this summer?
Hey, Niall. I'll be going to Bosnia to join a festival called Chill and Drill. It's basically going to be like 10 days of boating, climbing, highlighting, and just nature and nights around the campfire. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Ah, Bosnia. That sounds like a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy it. All right. Until next time.